You want to have a remarkable event? Murangi Productions is your go-to service provider. We offer state-of-the-art sound system, stage, lights, LED screens, live streaming, live DVD recording, conferencing, and many more. No event is bigger than our service, and our end product will amaze you till you drop. Call us now on 011-524-0186 or 072-973-6356. Murangi Productions, we are leading the way. God is our CEO.
Oh, yebo yes. Good evening. Kwaphinde kwasuka lokho njengoba siye sakuthembisa ke idolo sathi nalamhla staphinde sibe nawe kuleli hlelo leli nje ngani ngoba it's all about you. Siyababingelela emakhaya ethu motweni ematekisini nasemabhasini basaye emakhaya ke sisho ke sithi ke babiteni bomakhelwane nibatshele bonke kuthi naso ke lesikhathi sesifikile sibabide ngale Virginia sonke sithi Sukuland. Good evening family. What a day. It's been raining since in the morning. I just want to say thank you for being with us since in the morning. We had Uslu waqhubeka wasibeka lapha ku midday saba nayo uXolisa sakhuphuka futhi midday hang out uButmuzi hayi siyabonga baba sakhuphuka kanjalo saba naye ke umfundisi no Pastor Tumi did I say Pastor Tumi? Jesu. Okay, Rusis Tumi. Aw, ulerato nokavaza. Bebala. So, manje, we are here. We're pushing boundaries. You know, we're shaping minds for a better future. As I promised yesterday, Oguti, tonight, we're talking about this matter. It's a problematic one. And when we check stats, it's one of the selling as far as data is concerned. Because now, when we check the stats, tells us that the rate of pornography, I think it's at number one worldwide, the rate of people that are watching pornography. And the funny part is that Christians are counted there. So tonight, we'll be talking about this matter, pornography. Because we need to dig deeper. We need to get to the point, why are we doing it? We have our beloved apostle. She does not need any introduction because she's been here. She's our resident guest to talk about this matter. Good evening, apostle.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm great.
Oh, thank you so much. And also, today somebody decided to come and just be with us, Mr. Tlala. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Dr. Masuku.
Are you good?
I'm well, right.
Awa. Ke tsapa gore go le kolifiso ba ngwaletse gore awa le mamele ke tla be ke le ko radio. Thank you so much. Amen. So, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
This matter, it bothers me because I overheard people talking about it in the church. And when we look at on the stats, it's there to say most people are into this thing of pornography. People will say they want to stimulate themselves before they get to the actual fact or the actual event as married people. And is it godly to do so? And why are we doing it? What are the doors that we are opening it? We're opening. And then what is the impact thereof after that? Because sometimes, because the world says so. Not so long, I think somewhere this year, there was a sex expo at Kalaka Estate. And you can see status of Christians advertising such and all that. And you're like, is this the same tongue-talking spirit field that is advertising this? Mm-hmm. So this pornography, as far as the scripture is concerned,
okay, we've got lots of stuff as far as the scriptures concerned, so we have to ask the Bible, right? If that's where we're going to go to, and we have to look at what it looked like in history, because nothing we have today is new.
Okay.
So pornography is not new, by the way. I know everybody thinks it's the digital society, and now we can see men and women like they're doing the whole story as in their bed, and we can, as you say, stimulate ourselves, etc., even if we're married. But that is not the Hebrew understanding. So if you were going to talk to a Hebrew person who's going to be an Orthodox, let's say an Orthodox man, and you would ask him, what about this pornography, and what about sleeping around, and what about shacking up, and what about wife swapping, and what about all of this that Christians are doing today, even swinging pastors, meaning that in America at one point, you would put your car's keys in like a basket, and whoever took the keys out. Bishop Tudor told me this. This was like 15 years ago. This is old news. That these pastors would then choose who they wanted to go and sleep with.
Yes.
It's called swinging. Okay. Mm. So there's a thing called swinging that exists as well.
Mm.
And just because you're a tongue talker doesn't make anything suddenly holy because it's touching you.
Mm.
You are supposed to be holy because you are supposed to represent the Lord. And we have tried to redefine that, and that's a problem. We've got pastors teaching from their pulpit, it's fine. My wife and I have agreed it's fine.
Mm.
I don't care what your wife has agreed and you've agreed and who's agreed and how they've agreed. We want to know what the Bible says.
Yes.
And where does this pornography come from?
Mm.
And if you have a look at the moment, there's a new book come out by Jonathan Kahn. You're aware of Jonathan Kahn. He wrote a book called Harbinger.
Mm.
So his latest book is called The Return of the Gods, and he's talking basically about principalities and powers that were prominent in Jesus' times, in times of old, are now coming back. And we're seeing the whole Baal worship back, and we're seeing he talks about an unholy trinity, and this is in his book, and you can have a look at it. There's some YouTubes out there. Just put Jonathan Kahn in, and you'll see it. But the one principality, her name is Pornei.
Okay, Pornei.
P-O-R-N-E-I.
Mm.
And literally, this is where we get our name, pornography.
Okay,
you have to understand what the word means, where it comes from. And this word is not a lately word when suddenly we had digital and movies and whatever. And she says, I am a woman and I am a man. In other words, her priests were androgynous. What does androgyny mean? You're not sure if it's male or female. Her priests were some of the first priests who were transitioned. And they were dressed as women, literally the makeup, literally some body parts added, taken away, whatever.
Mm.
Okay. And 1 month of the year was her month. And one of the early fathers, Jerome, calls Junia her month, which is the month of June, which is Pride Month, the month of Pride, or the Rainbow Month. It's the goddess of parades and paganism. So if you understand all of that and the whole understanding of who Baal was, B-A-A-L, which is your god of fertility as well, and then you had other gods, obviously, of fertility like Aphrodite and whatever. Okay, so you have the altering of sexuality and marriage, because what did marriage look like in those days? Okay, it didn't look like what we were taught as Christians.
Mm.
June the 26th is the day of the summer solstice, and it all links to this goddess, and this is when in America they literally changed the understanding of marriage. They understood all kinds of different things about what is marriage. And this is the day that the spell was to be cast that a man could love a man. So people today are being used, whether they understand it or they don't understand it, because our battle is not against flesh and blood. But this is a whole big thing. It's a whole lot bigger than just some person watching porn.
Mm.
But the person watching porn has become part of a congregation of worshippers that are not worshipping God. Because the whole point here is we were created to worship God. And if God made us male and female and he blessed marriage, then the act of marriage should be an act of worship to God. Now, if it's not worshiping God, who or what are you worshiping? And if you say you're worshiping yourself, I'm pleasing myself, because people will masturbate doing this, or they will see whatever these people are doing on the porn thing, and then they'll go try it out. Okay. And what you're going to find is that the children will become sexual very early. They'll be doing stuff they shouldn't be doing because this thing is now going to pass down. So
it's a spiritual thing.
It's a spiritual thing. It runs and you're letting in the family. It to run in the family because remember Jezebel, her name is Baal. She was the princess of the king of Sidon and Tyre. And his name was Ethbaal. In other words, I am Baal on the earth. All right. So let me just read quickly here. What do we think about our bodies, firstly? Because what does the Bible say? Present your body to who? God. To as a living sacrifice. This is your reasonable service of worship. This is Romans 12, verse 1. We know it very well. Mm. What does that mean? We're just going to sing hallelujah and we presented our body. Mm. Is that it? Mm. So we say now, this is the thinking, if I'm married, I can do anything because the marriage bed is undefiled. So we can do anal sex, we can do oral sex, we can do anything and try anything, really. Mm. But you see, we don't understand when Jesus says, flee sexual immorality, what is sexual immorality? Is it just sex that is immoral because you're not married? So when you're married, now you can do every ugly thing. Mm. So, in other words, you're married now. Are you going to smoke every drug you can find? And now it's okay because you're married.
Mm.
Are you going to suddenly get stoned when you're married when you weren't doing that when you weren't married? Certain things are a no.
Yes.
Finished. It's got nothing to do with your singleness or your non-singleness. The issue, though, with the sexual thing, it's made for marriage. So, here we go. 1 Corinthians 6:12, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats are for the belly for meats. But God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. Now this word fornication is the word porneia.
Okay.
Okay, so porneia means harlotry, including adultery, incest, figurative idolatry and fornication, coming from a word porneiu, which is the act of the harlot to literally indulge in unlawful lust of either sex, figuratively practice idolatry and commit fornication. Coming from the word porne, a strumpet, a harlot and a whore. Coming from the word pornos, which is the whoremonger, the male prostitute.
Jeez.
So it's not male or female, okay? This is a spirit.
Mm.
And fornication, it sounds like a word that only means committing sex outside of marriage. But porneia does not mean that, okay? Porneia is literally doing any sexual anything with your body that then brings your body to worship somebody other than God.
Sure.
Okay, so let's prove it. The body is not for fornication, for porneia, but for the Lord. This is 1 Corinthians 6:13. This is the Bible. We will take this as our authority.
Yes.
But for the Lord, and the Lord for the body.
Mm.
And God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up in his own power. Know ye not that your body are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot?
Mm.
God forbid. This is the Bible. Mm. What's the Bible saying? Can I do everything a whore does?
No.
He's saying, God forbid. That to me means no, exactly.
Mm.
Verse 16, what? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, said he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. So do you want to take Jesus into a prostitute's home bed and do the things that they do? Then you're taking Jesus and your tongue-talking self where?
Yeah.
So let me just finish the last one here. Flee fornication. So this is the Bible. Flee porneia, adultery, incest, fornication, idolatry, okay?
Mm.
Because remember, these all the whole thing of prostitution and whoredom, okay, so everybody understanding whore, someone who gives their body out for payment. Mm. But initially in all the temples, they had worshippers, and their worshippers were not singers. Their worshippers were. Are you here? Are you with me? So when you went to worship this god Baal or whatever their name was, you went in to a man or a woman and did all kinds of stuff to get your breakthrough.
Jeez.
Because that was worship. Okay, so let me carry on. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body. Okay, every other sin that a man does is outside of the body.
Mm.
But he that commits fornication sins against his own body. What? Know you not that your body is, so we're having this what again. Don't you know that your body is the temple, the house, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? In other words, if you don't belong to yourself, you can't take yourself to a harlot. Because you already belong and worship, you're supposed to be worshiping God. For you are being bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's. I think it's clear. Okay, you were going to say.
Okay, you at home, you can engage with us, send us a voice note or a text. Our WhatsApp line is 0671531089. And we are there on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Hope Alive Radio Station. That's where you can find us. Even on Twitter, HopeAlive_radio. So, yeah, worship. So, Apostle, like, the reason why this topic, you'll have people to say they need to learn new things. They need to try to spice up their marriages and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And by where do they get this? They will have to watch these things.
Of course.
And we're talking about people that are in the house of the Lord.
That's exactly right. So it's like saying, okay, so to make my marriage more exciting, I'm going to go learn from a prostitute. That's incredible. Yeah, that's exactly what you're saying.
Okay.
And the Bible's just told you that if you join the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit to the dwelling place of a hot prostitute and you make them one, do you think God is very happy right then? You see, because there's all these other little scriptures which are, without holiness, you ain't going to see God, like never. So either we want to do all the sexual stuff and be happy and we're going to go to hell, by the way. Or we're going to be a Christian and live the way the Bible says we're supposed to be holy. It's one way or the other way. So, I mean, you have to understand what Baal worship was, because you still don't understand, all right? So you remember there was a mountain. Everybody went up to the top of the mountain and they would offer a child sacrifice. But the priests of Baal, okay, so let's go there. What's a priest of Baal? In English, it is a cannibal.
Cannibal.
What's a cannibal do? They eat human flesh. So the word cannibal means, kana is the Chaldean word for priest, e of Baal, cannibal. So you understand immediately. All right. So your offerings are human flesh and blood. So do you need me to explain to you that that's not godly?
So it's like when you're eating an egg, somebody say interpret it as you're eating a full chicken.
Except you're not. Okay, so basically what happened in Babylon, they would have worship. And the worship was, you have to understand this, human sacrifice and ceremonial prostitution. Right, so ceremonial prostitution was the appeal, because we're going to spice up whatever. Okay. So the meaning of the word Baal, another meaning of this, you know, this is the guy that you gave your kid to, remember, and you want to get you want to get your crops to grow and blah, blah. The word Baal is a husband, lord, and a master, right? So in other words, it required you not – you can't just sleep with one person, by the way. That's boring. You've got to sleep with multiple partners on top of a mountain. Are you all here? And so you – it requires partner swapping. We call it swinging, which is a nice word today. And it was obviously about seduction, so you would have all these clothes half falling off your body. You'd have this makeup. Even the men wore makeup because the men looked like women, remember? Porneia is the principality who says, I will cast a spell, men will love me. And by the way, the same way around. Okay, so actually – The whole committing of adultery means you married somebody somewhere's married, one or the other or both. Okay. So what does the Bible say? You cannot commit adultery. Right. Yes. Do you think adultery just only means adultery being you married to and therefore you now as the married person? So if you're not married, you can do it. Does it say that? No, it doesn't. Okay. So body worship, which goes along with fertility rites, human sacrifice, surround male prostitution. The Hebrews had a very nice word for it. It was called kedeshim. And the ritual harlotry was kedeshot. So this is the male and the female. And they served the priesthood of Baal.
Sure.
Okay. You have to understand and get in your understanding that porneia has everything to do with the worship of principalities and powers that are coming back because we're in the days of Noah. We're about to see weird stuff. Okay. In the days of Noah, please understand, God has to judge the earth because why? Because fallen angels had sex with women and the firstborn of that first generation of giants were 450 feet tall. So there's a 40-story building. What did we work at? A 40-story building guy. Can you imagine? So when that guy got born out of his human mother, this thing ate her.
Okay.
Are you hearing me? Okay. And then you have lesser giants until you get down to the giants that were the smallest, which is like Goliath. Okay. So you have Nephilim and then you have other giants. Okay. How are we doing? How's your brain? Okay, so so they had to have perverse ritualistic acts. It could not be normal sex because you have to understand fallen angels are not male or female. So they see male and female, the image of God. They want to mess that thing up. Okay, so you're going to see everybody coming up to the top of a mountain and you're going to see all these altars under each green tree on the top of a mountain, and all those kings, if you remember going through the kings, they had to pull down the altars of Baal, the altars of Asherah, okay? Because all these people were doing all these sexual acts, okay? And instead of a movie crew being around them, the worshippers were around them, and then the people from the village were around them. And so while you're watching these people doing their sexual acts, and men and men and women and women and men and women and everybody all together, and then they're killing a child as well, and they're eating the child, and they're all screaming and going nuts and throwing blood around and whatever they're doing, they're also masturbating as an offering. Okay, are you getting this now?
Sure.
So, it's a ritual ceremony which is consisting of gay licentiousness between sodomites and worshippers. Okay. So, it's between the homosexuals and the worshippers in this one. And Baal was believed to impregnate a heifer, which is a cow. Okay. So now, apparently, I heard today that in the farmlands of South Africa, some people's first sexual experiences are with animals. It's not new. Okay. Are you here? Do you know bestiality in the Bible? They tell you may not.
Yes. Yeah, it's there.
Because you see, it was already taken by these people that God was going to judge, right? So this practice was condemned by God among his worshippers, and the custom had much to do with the veneration of the sacred cow. Okay. So you're going to see cows being worshipped. So do you see cows being worshipped in Africa? Do you see cows as labola? Okay. So I'm going to just go through this quickly, and is there anything else? So we talk about this as sexual liberation or recreational sex. In other words, we holiday sex. We just go and we just do whatever. Okay. But all of this has spiritual roots. Okay. And go back to the fallen angels who kept not their first estate, and thereby God literally is not allowing them back into heaven ever. Okay, so you go ahead and ask me something while you are holding your jaw together.
You know, there's one thing that that it's coming into my mind, because now as they are busy doing this act, as you mentioned earlier on, that it's a sacrifice, and as it's a sacrifice, the understanding is that the demons are taking the seats, right? So what happens when you saying you are using contraceptive, the condom, so in that one. So,
Okay, remember that Satan wants seed, because he's going to mess up your generations. And he wants seed for worship. So, am I going to say men who don't want to have children and they're married shouldn't use a condom? I can't really answer that question. I haven't thought about that enough. But generally, this seed thing is an issue. Because you know that's a sacrifice. And we spoke about it a little bit the last time that in up there on the Nigerian side, you've got women with a snake inside them. And when she's had sex, that snake swallows all the seed, comes out of between her legs, goes on altar, spits seed, and you are goodbye because somebody owns you.
Yeah. But now, in... Because most of the churches, the way things are in this day and age, there are things that we think just okay. And you'll have, even in the church, activists that will be pro that particular agenda.
Yeah.
And you ask yourself to say, like as I mentioned, I made an example earlier on that there was a sex expo in Kalaga Estate somewhere this year. And you can see people talking about it, Christians putting, they're having their the posters, and you ask yourself this. And sometimes in marriage seminars, the language that will be like,
it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate because another friend of mine had counseled a whole lot of dominees in Pretoria, and they said to her, no, we've got to try all these different things so we know how to counsel people.
Cheers.
Yeah, and in certain estates, if you keep your garage door open so much, it means we're available. Did you understand that?
Yeah.
We're available for sex, seriously, and they are Germanies. They are conservative Christians. They're not even tongue talkers. The issue is, it doesn't really matter who they are. The issue we have to, as Christians, get straight is, what does the Bible say? And to me, we are going to either have an increase of holiness, and we will see God. And we will see miracles, signs, and wonders. Or we're going to see an increase of unrighteousness, unholiness, and we can be whatever we want and be masturbating before we get on the pulpit. I know about people that are in the Free State that the guy actually, you know, had sex all around his pulpit for power. Sure. Some Nigerian came there. They stuck snakes in people's front yards, and they would prophesy and say, the snake is there, and they would find it, and, you know, all of the stuff. And he got his son to go masturbate around the church.
Sure.
For power.
For power.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
So the whole point is, in the spirit realm, remember, let's go back. Why is this powerful anyway in the first place?
Yes.
I'll ask you just a stupid question. So if you see a witch's coven and they want to sacrifice a child, do you think they're going to go pick up a whore from the side of the road, or they're going to get someone who's pure?
Definitely.
Why?
Because the body is not defiled.
And so what does that mean?
So the person that's strong, I speak volume.
So in other words, in the spirit realm, the pure speaks
volume.
Volumes of purity, which speaks to God, which touches stuff. Now, if I'm a witch and I grab a hold of someone who's pure and I sacrifice them, I'm feeding demons. Something they'll never generally taste, especially if that child is a Christian, brought up in a Christian home, etc., etc. Am I making sense to you? So there's an issue on virginity because there's an issue on the act of sex. Because otherwise, who cares whether you're a virgin or not? Why are we keeping pure? Why don't we just sleep around all the time? What's the issue? The issue is the power issue. Because when you fast and pray and you live a pure life, it means your prayers are going to be answered and you're going to move mountains. Why do you think we don't have revival today? Because you know what, I was talking to another friend of mine overseas from the Caribbean, and he says, you know, the old ladies, the intercessors, would come to him and say to him, he had a problem with masturbation. He said, what have you been doing with the Lord's body lately? And they knew, and he knew, and he knew, and they knew that he'd been masturbating, and now go and repent. And he'd start repenting. I was listening to him, and you see, the whole point is, if you don't understand God actually wants you to be holy, and in the holiness and the purity, there is the power. Take that away, you don't have it.
Yeah. So you mentioned the issue of in one of your videos. Mentioned the issue of you mentioned the issue of the marriage institution.
Yes.
As like the Ark of Covenant.
That's right.
And the Ark of Covenant, you cannot just touch it, because it's the place where it is, and by virtue of being the Ark, there's too much power there.
Mm-hmm.
So the marriage is like that.
That's right.
Do we understand it to that context?
I don't think we do. You know, I'm going to go back to the Hebrews, you know, because seriously, they even today understand it. The Orthodox Jews today, they arranged the marriage. And my spiritual father came and saw us 2 months ago, and he said, I don't know why we were in this discussion, but he said, do you know the best marriage statistics on the planet are from India and China, where all the marriages are arranged? We were the other. Don't tell me. I'll tell you who I'm going to marry. And what if I don't like them? And no. But we haven't looked at the spirituality of what all of this is. You know what I mean? We're into our freedom. Don't tell me what to do. I'm going to do, you know, this kind of stuff. But we've missed the point that it's about worship. So to the Hebrews, when they get married, they're creating a dwelling place. The husband and the wife are like the two cherubim angels over the ark, and they're creating this dwelling place for God to come dwell in and bless their marriage. And neither of them went and spiced it up and went watched movies to go and to know how to whatever. That's not how they did it. Okay.
Sure. But I think in terms of I'm not too sure in terms of them arranged marriage, because as far as with us blacks in particular,
yes, I know,
it will be an issue of is it incest, where they will, because that's what the Bible says, because we will have to your cousin, which is the blood. Now the Bible is against that. Maybe that's the reason, but I don't know. You wanted to say something, Mr. Lala. You wanted to ask something.
I wanted to, like, since we're talking about masturbation and all, and I know this might not be part of what was initial, but I wanted to throw in the issue of sex toys as well.
Yeah.
Which I would assume it's
the same thing, just for the woman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this whole thing where we have now churches in South Africa who are promoting sexual toys. Now, you don't need a man. You don't have to commit sin. You just have to have a sex toy. So let's go to what this really is. So so if you're masturbating, who are you worshiping? Because let's say everything you do with your body is a form of worship. Because we just read that, right? Yes. So who are you worshiping? So one of the root things of fornication is idolatry. So who's the idol? You're the idol, and you are worshiping yourself, which is Luciferian, which is straight rebellion against God, telling God, I'm not interested in the way you made stuff. Okay? For men, your hand was not supposed to, is not the thing that's supposed to be happening for that member of your body. Because every member of your body is dedicated to worship God.
Yes.
And God has the design, not you. But if you keep doing this, because I know a lot of people that we've counseled that even pastors, people who've had fathers as pastors, go and masturbate, you'll be fine. Don't go sleep around, just masturbate. These people can't have normal sex because masturbation is part of their release. So even if they're having sex with someone, it's like they can't conclude yet.
I know.
Okay, it takes years of therapy for them to actually come right.
Unless the Holy Spirit intervenes. I know a guy. Seriously. I know a guy who was married and was doing that. And then he said to me, in my mind, it was an issue of I needed more sexual activity. Then when I am not satisfied with my wife, I will go to that. Then in the long run, only to discover that I was just damaging myself.
Well, the whole point is, let me just read to you some stuff here. Okay, so what does the Bible say? Flee from sexual immorality, right? We just did this, 1 Corinthians 6:18. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Now, remember what we said. Your body doesn't belong to who?
To yourself.
To you. So if you gave your body, listen, part of being saved is giving yourself, spirit, soul, and body to Jesus, yes or no? So now how do you break the deal? So I'm taking my body back, and I'm going to do whatever I like, whatever turns me on, with whoever, male, female, all of them, everything, with drugs, with porn, with movies, with art, with whatever. Okay, what did you do? You're worshipping something else. So what does science say, right? Sexual sin will damage your brain. All right? So what happens, whether it be premarital sex, so sex before marriage, adultery, viewing for pornography, sexual sin will alter our brain function, and when it is indulged in repeatedly can lead to a seared consciousness. Conscience. Okay? Are you with me? So the actual brain phenomenon that numbs us to guilt and conviction of our wrongdoing. So what happens if you actually study this? Your brain has neurons and neuron passages. Okay, so it looks like a cobweb or a network or a inside cable work of a computer or something. When you do this, you are reconfiguring what God configured.
Reset.
You're resetting it to something else. So it's not going to work the way God meant it to work. It's going to now, you are going to not ever be satisfied. And with men especially, they want a rush and they want the answer now, right? And it comes to a place of, if I don't get sexual gratification now, then I'll go help myself. Okay, so now, what is this going to do to the marriage? What does it do to the woman who's the guy says, you don't satisfy me? Okay. Because he's living somewhere in his brain because he's reset his brain. So when porn is viewed, it is stronger than a morphine or cocaine rush. Okay. This is science. So several things happen to the brain involving powerful chemicals, which the one is called oxytocin and the other is called vasopressin, okay? Mm. So oxytocin is released when we hug or we kiss someone, you feel better, okay? Mm. It regulates social interaction, sexual reproduction, and it plays a role in you having the ability to have compassion for someone, generosity, orgasm, okay, the whole rush thing, and human bonding. Vasopressin is found in most mammals, also used in medication to numb pain. So when we watch pornography and act out, the sexual sin releases a powerful concoction now, creating an issue for the human body. So you are bonding oxytocin, which is the good feel hormone, with this vasopressin thing, which you know what you're doing, you shouldn't be doing, you shouldn't be watching porn because you're a Christian. You shouldn't actually be masturbating. You shouldn't be playing with this toy. You shouldn't be whatever, okay? We're having oral sex. You're not doing the whole thing, so you're okay. No. How far can we go if we engaged? All right. So you're rewiring the brain with the wrong material, and then you're putting the individual in a prison of their own making. And what happens, this is actual science, the combination of these hormones intended to bring the man and the woman into a place where they reflect God in worship.
Mm.
Are you with me? Mm. You're not doing that anymore. All right? So if you go to India on all the Hindu temples, there's every kind of sex act. Do you know that?
Mm. The sign.
On the temples, all around it, inside, outside, you can see every kind of possibility how you can actually have sex with another human and an animal and a woman and many people and whatever. It's there as part of the worship. That's why it's on the temple.
Mm.
Now, you're supposed to be, bought out of and from all those demons.
Mm.
Now you've gone and run to them because you want to spice up your marriage. Congratulations. You can go and become a Hindu tomorrow, okay?
Mm.
So when you have a sexual experience, your brain makes these what they call opiates, this intense oxytocin feel-good and vasopressin suppression, okay? And it's four times stronger than morphine. That's why you get addicted. So it goes boom, it hits your brain, and your brain literally lights up like a Christmas, like a Christmas tree with all those little wires. Okay.
It's ignited.
This is the highest chemical reward your brain gets for anything. Sure. So aren't you going to repeat it? That's why a lot of guys get in trouble even in ministry. They don't even know their brain is defective. And your brain, in changed in this way, sexual sin takes a profound toll, and the individual knows watching porn is a shameful act to be kept secret, yet each time they view it, they find themselves trusting it more and pairing with the porn stars or the activity with deep mental bond, feeling healed by the sexual sin. They are trapped now in a destructive cycle. And what will happen eventually is normal sex will not be enough. You will have to do swing on the chandelier stuff. Drop into the ocean. You're going to have to do weird stuff, okay? You're going to have to do stuff where you're nearly killing each other. You're going to have to do stuff where you're cutting. You're going to have to do – you're going to have to – it's going to become more and more crazy because, remember, you've entered into demonic worship.
Sure.
And you taking it that the way I feel is my measurement. So if I feel good, but what is good anymore? You know what I'm saying? So it's like taking drugs, okay? So taking whatever you take makes you have a rush, makes you feel good, gives you energy, da-da-da-da. But then it does all these after effects. You sweat, you break things down, you lose weight, you don't have strength, you lose pieces of your memory. Part of your cartilage of your nose melts away, blah, blah, blah. You get holes in your skin. But you don't care as long as you're having the rush, see? Mm. Because this rush thing is like putting a blinder on you and you're gone. So what's happening to your body? It's being distracted.
Sure.
Okay. So eventually you'll become more and more desensitized to the Holy Spirit and your brain will simply stop responding. And what we say in 1 Timothy 4:2, such are hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared with a hot iron. So what would it look like if I took a hot iron to your brain? And all those little wires and blood cells and stuff suddenly now look like steak that got burned. They don't work.
So Apostle, the thing is, as you explaining it, the picture is like it's fire at its best.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to cover it with something that it's very thin, thinking that we will be okay. Because now it raises a question to say, do we really have the Holy Spirit in us? If we were to put a scale, or if we were to put let's vote, let's see, spiritually so. Because now the reason why we are promoting this, it's simply because we subscribe to the same.
Yeah.
You.
Of course.
It is 8 minutes to nine. You can still engage with us.
Do you think everybody's shocked out there?
Yeah, they are. Our WhatsApp line is 067-153-1089. Send us a voice note or a text. Let's hear. What's your take? Because this is a real thing. Most people are advising people to say, spice up your marriage. Watch those pornos. Because you will learn a thing or two, not understanding that you opening a spiritual warfare. Are you ready to deal with the repercussions? Are you that matured? Do you believe in God to that extent to say, I will stand bold and God will work it for me? After a short break, we continue.
This is Hope Alive Radio, shaping minds for a better future.
While Hope Alive encourages meaningful and fruitful discussion, please note that the views, information, and opinions expressed during the show are solely of the individuals or guests involved and do not necessarily represent the views of the station or Hope Restoration Ministries.
Yeah. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We're not afraid of the valley of the shadow. We're not afraid of the valley of the shadow. I've just known.
To Hope Alive, your number one online Christian radio station.
This is Hope Alive Radio, shaping minds for a better future.
Good evening. Welcome back. Wow. This is Hope Alive Radio Station. We pushing boundaries. We shaping minds for a better future. Hey. So, I don't know. You have a question. You have a comment. But you are afraid to ask. You'll be anonymous. That one is given. So that won't mention your name on air. So that, yeah. But you need to ask. Because people are dying. We are dying. And thinking what we are doing is the right way. But the fact of the matter is, we'll be like those who said, I called out demon under your name. I healed people. And he will be like, I don't know you. Because these are the things that we do. These are the things that we find ourselves embarking on. Hit us on WhatsApp 0671531089. A voice note or a text. Or you prefer a text because a voice note, they will recognize your voice. Send us a text. And there is a comment. Greetings, Suguland and Natasha. This is deep, and I believe that the topic is spot on. As a child of God and a believer, the Holy Spirit is helping us. On the psychological aspect, I learned that porn does brain damage, just like hardcore drugs. Therefore, let us keep to what the scripture teaches us. Thank you for the topic. That is one of our own Tata Malebane. Thank you so much, sir, for connecting. So, Apostle, maybe you do have a message from your Facebook page, or we can go through that. But there's a picture, the porn. Mm-hmm. When you give the definition,
yes,
there's some way you explain it's a picture that you create.
So yes. Okay, so let me go there for you. Mm. So porn obviously comes from the word what we have for fornication. Yes. It's porneia, okay? Mm. So obviously you can hear the word pornography has porneia in it, right? Mm. And then graphos, okay, pornography, okay. Graphic art, graphos. Mm. Graphite is something you have in a pencil. Mm. So initially, pornography was actually, as I told you, actually art on temples.
Mm.
So when you went to worship your God, you also went into places in the temple, so in the church of that day, which isn't the Church of Jesus Christ, it was the temple of that God. Part of the thing you did as your worship was engage in whatever form of sexual sin that was not holy unto the Lord.
Yes.
And to with your husband, because you went in with a worshiper or a priest or priestess of that particular God.
Mm.
So here we go. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourself. Those who indulge in sexual sin or who are sexually immoral, please understand when the Bible speaks about immorality, it's talking about anything outside of a marriage blessed by God. Because not all marriages, by the way, are blessed.
Mm.
You can be married. It doesn't mean God has anything to do with it. Those who indulge in sexual sin or worship idols or commit adultery or male prostitutes or practice homosexuality, which includes anal sex, oral sex, every kind of weirdness, okay, cutting and then having sex, being part of an orgy of a gang sex. I mean, in the Cape, you know, to be part of a gang, you would have sex with everybody in the gang. If you were part of a witch coven, the lead witch would have sex with everybody, male or female.
Yo, there's a voice note. Let's listen to the voice note and hear what is the listener saying.
Yeah, actually I've been listening and I'm still listening on this. It's for the first time. I shared this with one of my friends about 2 to 3 weeks ago, that all these kind of sex outside marriage bond or inside marriage bond, but I was talking about the now, that about a month or two, the word was dried up in me, in my life. And it was so dried up, when I read, I would just get bored and I will close because it had no meaning. So what the apostle is saying there is quite true. It's what I've experienced and it's what I've seen, and definitely going back to God has been such a marathon, has been such a very heavy and a very, very, very tedious movement, because the body's fighting. It wants what it's used to. As you said, you know, you reset the body. You actually remove what God has set up. The setup of God, you remove it, and now you're doing your little thingy kit just to reset your body to what you want.
Mm.
And that is why, you know, when you read the Word of God, it tells us completely that we end up doing things that we know they are wrong, and we talk about them, but we don't change. Mm. So change is powerful. Thank you. Continues. For the first time I come into this. Yeah, and the same friend is the one who definitely said I should listen. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much, our beloved listener. Thank you so much for connecting with us. Wow. Yeah, Apostle.
Yes, sir. I think we need some more scripture, okay?
Okay.
Before we go anywhere.
Mm.
So, because this is hectic stuff, and people need to know the Bible is talking. It's not silent on the issue. It's talking. Mm. So Romans chapter 1, okay. And this is speaking to us again on the whole issue of sexuality. And he's saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And I just want to say again that if you turn to the Lord, he's going to turn to you, and he can reset you back, by the way.
Mm.
So, and it's going to take work, because you didn't wander off one day and do one thing. You did a few things. So we can do a few more things to come back to God. All right.
Mm.
So when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. This is Romans 1:21. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts. So where does it start? In your heart. Now, you're supposed to give in your heart to who? To Jesus. So what's happening to Jesus and your heart while you're doing all these interesting things? What's happening? Something's happening. To dishonor the own bodies between themselves. What is dishonor? To condemn, maltreat, despise, suffer shame, entreat shamefully. Okay. Mm. So what happens when you don't honor your body, which doesn't belong to you, but belongs to God? What are you doing? Because honor and worship are also connected. Mm. So you've taken the glory of God and given it to, we don't want to even know who. Okay. Because I can go there. All right. Another day. Who changed the truth of God into a lie. So you come up with your own story. You want to spice up your marriage. What kind of lie is that? If God blessed your marriage, there'll be enough spices in it, says the Song of Solomon. Hello. If you just live a pure and clean life and stop wondering what other people are doing with their body parts. For this cause, God gave them up to their vows. Where are we here? Affections, and even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of women. So now you women are not going to be exciting for you anymore. Burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error. I mean, do you want the Bible to explain to you that this thing is wrong? And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. So eventually, you know what? God, the Holy Spirit, is not going to fight with you forever. He's going to give you what you want. And you're going to give yourself into what's a reprobate mind. It says unapproved, worthless, literally morally, rejected and retrobate, and instead of approved and tried. So we've got people who are watching stuff like the pastors of L.A. and Greenleaf and whatever, and they're watching these people living like the world.
Mm.
So where's the holiness between the rock stars of the Christian world and the big pastor with the big house and the big car? Mm. He's living exactly like the guy who says he doesn't know God, but he's running a church and he needs the business to keep running this life that he's leading, right?
Mm.
So it's a problem, people. If you don't understand we're already in Sodom and Gomorrah, then somebody's doof. So here we go. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge and he gave them over to a reprobate mind, God is going to hand you over. And you're going to think this is normal. To do those things that are not convenient, being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit. One of these guys we counseled, he had a friend who was a homosexual. And eventually even that becomes too normal. And then he found this guy committed suicide at the end, because eventually these demons are going to kill you. Because remember, it's not going to just pull apart your body, which is supposed to be worshiping God. So you're offering it to demons. The demons are going to start taking pieces of you. Okay. Nobody understands that better than a Sangoma, who's going to collect your pieces of your hair and your skin and whatever and take it and do something with it and hide it somewhere and do all kinds of muti with it and whatever. What do you think you're doing when you're doing this masturbating thing and you're dropping your stuff wherever? You think it's just sitting there? Or you're having a tattoo and the blood's falling out onto this guy's handkerchief. Do you think that's also nowhere? It's going nowhere. It's going to spiritual altars and doing stuff to you and messing you up.
So,
okay, let me finish my scripture.
Okay.
Wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debates, deceit, malignity, and whisperers, backbiters, haters of God. Oh God, the world is messed up because God. Really? Covenant breakers without natural affection, you're going to find people like this have no conscience anymore. Implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, at some point you were saved, you knew there was a heaven and a hell, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the stuff, but have pleasure in them that do them. Okay, you were saying.
So, no, just a detour. It's just a detour.
Is it getting too hot here? On judgment stuff.
In terms of the... Like, if I decide to put the cross of Jesus Christ as a tattoo?
I don't care. You dripping blood for what reason?
As a repentant, Bazalan.
Whose body is it?
As a repentant, Bazalan. As a repentant. The Bible ability to not engrave anything to your body. So even
it's
if...
It's grafo. It's the other part of porno, grafo. Grafo is to write.
So, apostle, on that detail.
And even if you put a scripture... So witches call up demons, and they put God's name Yahweh here and Adon here and scripture. It doesn't matter. They're calling up demons.
So, Apostle, on that detour.
I don't know where we are now.
No, just what you said. Is there a reason why a person who has tattoo, they are prone to have multiple tattoos?
Because that becomes an addiction. Because something likes blood, and that pain and that rush. Seriously, ask somebody who's had a tattoo, they want another one.
Pretty much everybody I know who has tattooed, they've
got one. They're going for the next one.
Oh, okay. And they keep
going because it's an addiction.
And making even
well. I'm going to say again, whose body is it?
Yes.
Let us repent, Bazalwane.
Yeah.
Let us repent. Because, as I'm saying, these things, when you do them, it's nice. If today we can check how many Christians, like people who decided to have tattoos. We're not there, Bazalwane. We're on the porn issue.
Yeah, let's stay with the porn now, please. We're going around the world in 80 days. Okay, so sexual sin leads to idolatry. As our brains transform, so does our behavior, right? Mm. So now remember, you've messed with the whole circuitry that God put in there and he said it was good. Now you decided, me, I'm the electrician. I'm fixing it the way I want it. Now you're wondering why you're not blessed. Nah.
Maybe before we even go there, one thing that I've realized is that when... In the olden days, especially I think the Zulus, or even the, not the Zulus, yeah, the Zulus and the Swatis, what they will do when you get married in their traditional way, on the first night, they will put a white cloth.
Yeah, everybody did it. That was from Europe. That was from the Jews. That was always just
to see that. Even if there was a covenant.
That's right.
Because blood will come out. And the funny part is that even if you have the army, as you mentioned on the you had the army, but because of that institution, you'll have that covenant.
That's right.
If God approved that particular marriage.
That's right.
You'll have that.
Well, with the Jewish people, do you understand that if you did not have blood on that, your father and mother did not bring you up properly. It was a shame in the community. So the father was held responsible, number one. That's why Muslim men will kill their daughters in the slightest infringement, because that he will be held responsible within the men of his community. Same deal.
Mm.
Same deal. All of them, I mean, kings and queens, the whole lot, that sheet was your covenant, basically saying – this woman was a virgin. This was the first night, etc. So now, if that's gone, as I said again, how do you have power in a covenant if you have to make it with a human body that's already damaged? It's damaged.
Sure.
It's like if I start eating a steak, and I've got my mouth everywhere. And I say, okay, this is your steak and you've got pieces, chunks missing. Are you going to be happy to pay for it? Why?
Because it's incomplete.
Because it's, yeah.
So, family, it's very much important to understand this thing. We're not just talking about this issue for the sake of talking because we feel like we need to talk about this thing. There are spiritual implications. And the marriage is under attack. And the funny part, I said the other day, one of the biggest radio stations of the devil is gossip. And also sexual immorality. It's one of those, the biggest, I can even call it the biggest television of the devil. The funny part is that Christians are freelancers on that one.
You know, the deal is, you know, you've got to start to ask the question, are you really saved? Because there's a nice scripture that says, examine yourself. And it's not talking to people who've never been saved before. Just find me that thing, please. It says, examine yourself to see if you are in the faith. So, do you regularly examine yourself? Would you notice if you suddenly had mumps or measles or you got a rash or something? You would then go and deal with it, right? Maybe poison is coming out of my body. Maybe I ate mushrooms. Maybe I'm, you know, that stuff that I had, fish, I'm vomiting the whole time. Why? Because you ate something that was poisoned, right, or didn't agree with your system. So here we go. It says here, 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself, or do you not realize this about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test. Okay. So it says here, 2 Corinthians 13:5, I've not heard anybody teach it. Very few people teach that. Have you heard people teach that? They tell you, no, you just pray once and you're fine. Eh? Okay. And you never need to repent again. The only repentance you ever hear about is when you come to Christ the first time. Excuse me, how many times did you wash your hands today? Only once.
A lot.
Did you maybe should have just washed your hands once in your life and never again? Can you imagine what your hands would look like, ne? How many times did you clean your house and your kitchen and the floor?
It's an every day.
Every day, yes. At least. And maybe a few times if you're very busy in there and making lots of food or whatever. Why? Because cleanliness is important. So your body has to be clean. So every now and again we've got to check. You know, where's my attitude coming from? Why am I envious? Why am I gossiping? What happened? We've got to be convicted by the Holy Spirit. Where's that preaching anymore? There's no holiness preaching.
It's about success.
So, great. So, you know, if you're feeling bad about life, go masturbate, you know, whatever. It says here, if you allow sexual sin to get into man's heart to the place where it replaces God, it becomes an idol. And how do you know that? When you're in pain, you go to your idol. When you're in need, you go to your idol. When you get hurt, you go to your idol. When you want to celebrate, you go to your idol. So what do you want? You want to get high? You want to have a rush, you want to have sexual, this whole morphine, what's it, four times greater than morphine, oxytocin, vasopressin, whole cocktail thing going off in your brain. You know, if you are going to continuously look at pornography, you will eventually come to a place that you will not be able to have sex with a male or a female. Because this, nobody will ever be as perfect as what you have in your mind. And you've created an idol that is perfect for you. And you're going to live in a fantasy realm where you and demons can have fun. And we all know in Africa that there are such spirits that come at night that your spiritual husband and your spiritual wife, where the hell did that come from? Hell.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break. After a short break.
This is Hope Alive Radio, shaping minds for a better future.
While Hope Alive encourages meaningful and fruitful discussion, please note that the views, information, and opinions expressed during the show are solely of the individuals or guests involved and do not necessarily represent the views of the station or Hope Restoration Ministries.
This is Hope Alive Radio, shaping minds for a better future.
Comes from the blood, it never fades. Saving power comes from the blood that flows eternally. Healing power comes from the blood, it never fails. And saving power comes from the blood that flows eternally. Healing power,
comes from the blood.
Saving power,
comes from the blood,
it flows eternally. Healing power, only comes from the blood. The blood will never fade. Never lose its power.
when we plead the blood.
The station with the best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Wow. Oh, shall never. My goodness me. Welcome back. Wow. Thank you so much, family. I know Guti, you have been listening. Afghanistan, you are listening. Croatia, Jamaica. Thank you for your support. And my goodness me. There are a lot of things that are coming out. There are a lot of things that, you see, that is why the Bible, when you read Genesis 1, in the beginning God created heaven and earth. When you read it tomorrow, you get a different understanding, a new revelation and all that. That's what we need to do. The question is, if we're struggling with this thing, I'm not saying Gucci, people should be perfect and everything, but if we're struggling with this thing, what are we filling our body with? What are we filling our spirit with? Because at the end of the day, the spirit beth things of the spirit. So if you're feeding your body, or if you're feeding your mind with fleshly things, obviously it will produce after its own kind.
Exactly.
Yo, Apostle. It's been, yeah, it's almost a 9:30. So I think your closing remarks,
mm-hmm.
and we also have to pray, mm-hmm. because
amen, we do.
We've opened a lot of can of worms and everything, but they need to come back home.
Amen.
There are those who say, who feel good to you, Jesus. Now they are judging themselves. They're starting to judge themselves.
But that's
but
good.
To see, yeah. And then as the Bible says, examine yourself.
Yeah, and judge yourself while you're on earth, rather than standing in front of God and let him judge you when you can't repent.
Sure.
So let's look at that. Hebrews 12:14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. I'm going to read that for you again. So if you think you're in trouble now, you at least can repent now. But if you are in front of the Lord with some of these issues, and it's you've done them and you've done them deliberately, remember, demons are going to work with you with all the sexual stuff.
Mm.
Okay, they're not going to just come possess you one day.
Mm.
It's slowly, slowly, as you're watching something, you're doing something, you know, doing things behind doors you shouldn't be doing, right?
Mm.
Playing with yourself, etc. What's going to happen? You're building up a case for demons. And you're going to come into a place of slavery, because this whole fornication thing eventually leads you back into the slavery that and the prison cell that Jesus actually set you free from. So you're actually spitting in his face. So it says, looking diligently, so watching carefully, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Now let me just say that again. We all think we have grace, but it's saying looking diligently. Have you got another version, an amplified of this? Lest any man fail of the grace of God. In other words, you will be in want of, right? In other words, there won't be enough grace eventually. Because remember, the dispensation of grace is for a period of time. Noah was preaching repentance for 120 years. When it rained, it was over. Jesus starts the thing, repent. John the Baptist, repent. We're in a dispensation, but this has a window. And the window is God is taking his holy bride home. And then it's over. Then there's no more grace for repentance. So it says here, exercise foresight and be on the watch to look after one another, to see that no one falls back from and fails to secure God's grace. Falls back and fails to secure, to get it.
So,
his unmerited favor and spiritual blessing, so that no root of resentment, bitterness, or hatred shoots forth, causes trouble and bitter torment, and many become contaminated and defiled. So in other words, if you keep going on with this poison of bitterness because you're saying, I will do what I want to do with my body. It's my body. Who said? Anybody can tell me. No one's telling you. The word of God is telling you. You don't want to listen, don't listen. So you and your demons can enjoy yourselves in hell. Seriously. There you go. That no one may become guilty of sexual vice or become a profane, godless, and sacrilegious person as Esau did, who sold his own birthright for a single meal. For you understand that later on, when he wanted to regain, he has the grace that he couldn't get, regain title to his inheritance of the blessing, he was rejected, disqualified, and set aside, for he could find no opportunity to repair by repentance what he had done, no chance to recall the choice he had made, although he sought for it carefully with bitter tears. Sure. So you better repent while there is time.
Mm.
Otherwise, you're going to look like an Esau. You would have lost everything. Esau doesn't lose his repentance just for himself.
Mm.
His whole nation, nations after him, generations after him. Never mind his daughters, their husbands, their grandchildren, da-da-da-da-da. Whole nations, the Edomites. They then went back into giant worship and whatever the giants were worshipping.
Sure. We do have a voice note. Let's listen to the voice note and hear what the listener has to say.
And, you know, also, for the first time, I've sent a voicemail. Yeah, I said a friend has sent me here. I believe as I'm busy now on repentance and working now on this chapter, Romans 2, verse 1 to 6, because some of the words says, because of your hardened and unrepented heart, you are storing up wrath when God's righteous judgment is revealed. And I'm telling you, now they came as a shock to me. I used to teach them, but they came as a shock. Because in Hebrews 4:2-7, I think, but I'll read only one or two verses. It says, for we have received the good news just as they did. But the message they heard did not benefit them. I believe at some stage when I looked at myself, I said, you know what I'm doing? Definitely it's against the body, which is the temple of God. And it is a sin against the body. Two, and I'm storing up. Three, I'm storing up wrath, you know, when God's righteous judgment is being revealed. And definitely, this good news has been preached to me. So why am I doing this? So that is why now the repentance without the word of God becomes a heavy thing to do, because you would not be involved in the word. But the more you go back, as I've gone back to the word, it has become so new. And now my life is being renewed. And I still repeat what the apostle is saying. It's exactly in one of the documents that I've written. And it is an amazing thing when you hear somebody saying it. And definitely that is also going to kill our very nation, because of what the education now, bringing all the sex teaching into place in the school curriculums and all that. And it is okay to do wrong, but it is wrong to do right. I believe once God is not in our lives, we end up doing everything in our power, not in the power of the Lord. But thank you once more. I'm enjoying myself. Have a good time.
Wow. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, it does not say his name.
We just thank God for him, and we bless you, sir. Wow. And Father, I'm praying for restoration for him, that he's going to come back. So full of the power and glory of God on another new level, and he's going to preach these things with such conviction. Yes. But Father, I want to thank you. You can't give what you don't already have. So Father God, I'm asking you, use this time to bring him right back to you. And Lord, thank you, Father, that we are not Esau yet. Mm. Father, we want to repent. I want to repent for my hardness and unrepentant heart that is treasuring up wrath against the on the day of wrath for me. So right now, guys, you have a chance to say, Lord, no, this hardness, this stubbornness of heart now, I want to repent for it, because God is going to give to every man according to his deeds. So don't think God is not seeing what you are doing. And, you know, all of us will want to argue and say we have a right to have a spiced up sex life. We have a right to have a rush. We have a right to go and look at pornography. We have a right to do whatever we – you know what? You can do whatever you want to do. But in the end of the day, your actions are going to be weighed by God. That's the Bible. You know that. I know that. And so why get mad about it? It's the truth. So thank God, you know, we still have time to repent. So, Father, I'm asking you to help me repent and identify and confess all the sins in my family and to plead the blood of Jesus over myself, over the way I've been thinking, behaving. Lord, all the movies, and there's hardly any movie, hardly any advert that you can look at on TV that doesn't have a sexual connotation or intonation. Father God, I'm asking you that we every now and again need a good blood wash in our brain and all the files in our brain, especially for men, because men are very into the pictures and they're very triggered by pictures. And Father God, I want to ask today that you help us have a good repentance, but not look around to point fingers at other people, but begin to deal with my stuff. At the end of the day, Lord, I'm asking that all the sexual immorality, the fornication, the adultery, the incest, the rape, the all the wars probably in my family DNA going back to Adam. Who knows how many babies were killed, eaten, cannibalized, you know, put on pagan altars. We don't even know all the stuff. Father, I'm willing to stand in repentance for all these horrible things, to actually divorce myself from being married to Baal, from being married to all these principalities and powers, especially this goddess Porneia, and the pride issue and the rainbow issue and all this paganism, Father. I want to come and repent for it tonight in the name of Jesus. I want to say, Father, I am willing to be convicted by your Holy Spirit. I do not want to have a seared conscience. I want my mind to stay sensitive so I can hear you speaking, that even if people around me who look spiritual, who look like they're the archbishop of wherever, or the great prophet so-and-so, or whoever they are, and they can tell you masturbation is good, this kind of sexual thing is good, it's okay to experiment, whatever. Father, if it's not according to your word, I am not interested. And I want to right now speak to all these evil demonic spirits that are enabling me into this incestuous, homosexual, lesbian, pedophilic, rape, prostitution, bestiality, any kind of depraved sexual activity to get out of my bloodline. All spirits related to that, Father, I don't want to be tormented, oppressed, intimidated, manipulated, or controlled in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I want to declare that, Father God, Jesus bought me from out of all these things. The grace of God has brought me salvation through the cross of Calvary and the blood of Jesus, and thereby deliverance and healing is available for my bloodline, my family, my people. And I want to bring my spirit, my soul, my body on the altar and divorce all of these things. And I want to say I and my bloodline, I and my family are dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm asking you, Lord, to help me live a holy lifestyle. Help me and my household to stay seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above Satan and all of this evil stuff that's happening. And we are going to be freed and flee all sexual immorality and fornication. We will function from a place of power, glory, authority, and dominion in the matchless name of Jesus Christ.
Wow. Lord, we thank you.
So they can get the repentance book.
Yes.
We do have a website.
Yes, Errol Gate.
Yes.
Yes. The website is at www.errolgate.com. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's where you can find all these books. But before we do that, I sent another voice note. Let's just listen to the voice note and then hear. Yes.
Apostle Reginald Tebo Soroto, it's my name.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you so much. Yeah, you see, the Word of God knows no experience, knows no boundary. The Holy Spirit, hence the Bible says, it's like a two-edged sword. It cuts deep. So thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you so
much. It's my pleasure.
Lisa, thank you so much, Anthony. You guys, you've been there for Apostle. The reason why we are here is because you've been supporting him. You've been there with the ministry. As much as I can remember, storms of life comes, people comes, but you've been there. You've been there. We just want to thank you for that. Some of us, we've learned a lot from you guys. There are things that you don't just do because you talking about them, but how you conduct, we learn. Thank you so much. And yeah, thank you so much, my brother, for just passing by and be with us. Thank you so much, Mr. Gekan. I thank you. I really appreciate you. Apostle, I don't have any words. We're still coming back. Angiti.
This is a never-ending story.
It's
right?
Never an ending story. Thank you so much. Tomorrow we'll be here again. Tomorrow we're doing it. The first hour we'll have one of our lady, the artist, as she's a recording artist. She'll be doing this coming Saturday. She'll be recording her live DVD, the second DVD in Nelspruit Mbombela. She goes by the name of Pretty Mhlongo. Again, the next hour we have two ladies who decided to take the career in the male-dominant field. The other one, she's an engineer. The other one, she's a mechanical, somebody. She's working for a certain company. She's doing, like, she's service cars and everything. And most of the time, when people walked in and to workshops and then they see these ladies, they're like, and then, are you going to fix my car? And so we'll be talking about that tomorrow to celebrate their life and everything. But thank you so much, family, for being with us. Thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate your support, because this is not about us, it's about the kingdom of God. And yes, before we say good night, Apostle, over to you.
I just want to say to everybody out there, if you're feeling convicted, it's the grace of God. Thank Amen. God you can still feel conviction.
Amen.
Thank God that you can still repent. And remember, God loves you, and you're hearing this message for a reason, so that you can come back home like the prodigal son. God's got his arms open. He loves you with an unending love. It says in Isaiah 54 verse 10, though the mountains will crumble and the hillsides fade away, his constant love and care and compassion for you will never end.
Amen.
So although you're a storm-tossed, messed-up city, God has got plans for you to be his bride, inlaid with diamonds and rubies, and your children will be at peace. Be blessed, my brothers and sisters out there. I know this is a fight we're fighting, but you are not alone. Be encouraged. Thank you so much to everyone in the studio for putting this on and having the courage to do it. We're proud of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you. You see, you touch something about the kids. There's a Bible. There's a verse. I think in the book of, if my memory serves me well, I think it's the Psalms 53. I'm now old. I haven't seen I think David was saying, I'm now old, I haven't seen the kids of the righteousness or a righteousness being forsaken. Like, you know, we bega in Italian, a Sizulu Sengum Dala, Namalang Am Sagayaba, Logotangaz and Umbone, Oga Jehovah, and Mochiu. So, yeah. Thank you so much. Good night. God bless. Let's meet tomorrow. I really appreciate you, Apostle. Thank you so much. We're going to do it, I think, before the end of this year. We're going to come back and just give. Yeah.
You'll dream of something new. Huh?
Yeah, before the end of this year, we need to do something. But thank you so much. Good night. God bless. Love you all. Yeah, let's do it again tomorrow. From the morning, the breakfast show is here. Let's do it again. Thank you. God bless. Love you all.
Wow. Guavela Uguka.